Thursday, January 26, 54321. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Buy American and hire American, now says the guy who bought Chinese steel for his buildings to those who run their businesses like he did. President Trump seems to think that industrial manufacturing is the holy grail to be worshipped as our economy, and free trade killed it. Trade with China cost about one-fifth of U.S. manufacturing jobs lost during globalization. Creative destruction, obsolescence, robotics, and technology were responsible for much of what Trump describes as the remaining carcasses of closed plants noted in the industrial heartland. I think that the Rust Belt manufacturing is the old economy and that the jobs of the future are not where he thinks they are, in a resurrection of the past. They will continue to be displaced by technology, and workers in industry have to adapt. That said, China followed the letter, but not the spirit of his WTO agreement, so there are some real examples of trade violations justifying righteous discontent against China. U.S. WTO challenges against China are valid. The WTO has a record of sorting things out. Interim protectionism, however, will not bring the rewards that are intended, and they will intensify frustration, creating new faults in our economic foundation. President Trump's chosen trade team will not leave trade disputes up for WTO resolution, but will challenge all the norms of trade conduct that we've gotten used to for several generations. The border tax and the GOP tax reform plan rhymes with Smoot-Hawley. Taxing imports while exempting exports is just a creative tariff system that will certainly be emulated by others in retaliation. Not long ago, it was very difficult to conceive how the GOP Congress in 1930 could have approved the Smoot-Hawley tariffs, and how President Hoover, against economists' advice, would sign the law. That is not so hard to see happening again today with the changed current mindset toward bipartisan protectionism. Democrats and President Trump agree on protectionism. That is what America First is all about. America First is not intended to produce balance. It is intended to produce an advantage deserving of our being deemed the winner and someone else the loser. Economists who favor free trade are depicted as coastal academic elitists who got us in this economic trouble that should be ignored. Anyone with a PhD behind their name spent too much time in liberal environments to be trusted with anything serious, according to the Trumpites. Institutions from the CIA, the press corps, UN, European Union, WTO, the Federal Reserve are being challenged with a purposeful intent to undermine the perception of their credibility in the view of the public. Underlying rejection of institutional integrity is partly the base motivation of climate change deniers, who reject NASA as a credible institution. The purposeful undermining of institutional integrity can be attributed to a policy of deliberate chaos, which, according to the Wall Street Journal opinion page, preserves maximum control for him. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. I'm finding so many parallels to history and current events, I'm on the edge of my seat. Economic disparity, nationalistic militarism, and a country-first foreign policy led to World War II. President Trump says that America's commitment to protect and defend the world order is no longer a blank check, and Russians love it. NATO is left incredulous, off balance. Trump has suggested that our Asian allies should have their own nukes, and that he will build our military up so that it is so powerful no one would challenge it. He, of course, suggests it is intended only to wipe ISIS from the face of the earth, but otherwise will keep us out of new wars. Trump is starting with an economy at full employment, so all he needs is a little fiscal stimulus and some P.T. Barnum salesmanship to take ownership. Nationalism, protectionism, militarism will disrupt what has come to be thought of as the current world order, making what we have now the old world order. That is where our new president is purposefully taking us. The world has gone down this path in history before, pre-WMDs, and it didn't end well. A nationalistic, militaristic Japan invaded Manchuria and China. In response, the United States placed economic sanctions on them, embargoing oil exports to Japan. We were supplying them with 80% of their oil, so instead of causing them to withdraw from expansionism, it set them about taking Indochina to secure an oil supply, which was the opposite result of what the sanctions intended. The lesson here is we don't know how other countries will respond to economic and military challenges from us. Japan acted with war, attempting to destroy our reach in Asia, which they intended to dominate. How will China respond to a challenge of their sovereignty over the Spratly Islands or One China Taiwan policy? Trade confrontations have historically often become military confrontations, although no one initially intended such. The Pandora's box has been thrown open. You're listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.